Good day, everyone. I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network. Time to take a look at our agricultural markets here this morning. Market analyst Tom Leffler joins us when we come back right after this.
Since 1987, Superior Livestock has been bringing the market to you live via satellite and now also online. To learn more about America's leader in livestock marketing, call Superior at 800-422-2117 or check us out at superiorlivestock.com.
It's a new cattle drive for tomorrow day. Market your livestock the Superior way.
Did you know millennials often make recipes based on photos their friends share online? Market research conducted by Your Beef Checkoff finds nearly 60% of millennials have tried a recipe they saw posted on social media. And whether they are new to cooking or experienced, they want resources that boost their cooking expertise. While you're managing your cattle operation, Your Checkoff is giving millennials more opportunities to eat beef by sharing recipes and nutrition information. Learn and share more at MyBeefCheckoff.com, paid for by Your Checkoff Dollar.
And welcome back, everyone. Tom Leffler joins us now from Leffler Commodities. And Tom, let's start with a look at livestock futures here this morning. And I want you to kind of recap just how the livestock played out yesterday.
Well, Dave, we saw the cattle complex Wednesday trade mix with the close having the live cattle mostly negative and the feeder cattle on the positive side. There's been some talk this week that the cattle futures have bottomed out. Now, it might be a little premature to be saying this, so we need to give this market a little time to see whether or not we have actually seen a bottom come into the market yet or not. But other than that, it was a quiet session yesterday without a whole lot of real fresh news out there to really help sway our markets one direction or the other. Our hog market did see the August contract have a new high for the month of July for the second straight session, and we saw in our choice box beef yesterday, we were 47 cents higher while selects were up 20 cents. We had a very good movement of around 190 loads. Cash index on the feeders were down 6 cents, and the cattle kill came in at 105,000 head. On the close yesterday, August live cattle were 12 cents lower, August feeder cattle 22 cents higher, and October lean hogs were $1.02 higher.
Now we're going to check the grains when we come back in just a moment.
Get the latest ag news and markets right on your smartphone with the Radio Oklahoma Network smartphone app, featuring the latest national and local ag news, daily ag markets, and radio and TV interviews with Farm Director Ron Hayes, visiting with the ag industry's top newsmakers. The app is available for both iPhone and Android-based smartphones. Just search for Oklahoma Farm Report to download the latest version directly to your phone. So when your computer, TV, or radio is out of reach, just pick up your smartphone for the latest ag news and markets from the Oklahoma Farm Report.
Well, Tom, as we take a look at our grain futures here today, and we saw a pretty nice day on Tuesday, but things kind of turned around yesterday, ended up being mostly negative.
Unfortunately, that's correct. The wheat, corn, and soybeans closed mostly negative yesterday on a session that lacked any type of price-moving news. Long liquidation weighed on future prices once again. Now, Friday is first notice day for the August grain and soybean futures. The Fed yesterday left the interest rates unchanged. The U.S. second quarter GDP will be released a little later this morning, and trading in the grains has been light overnight on mainly a short covering bounce. At the moment, September KC wheat is 2 cents higher. December corn's holding up 3 cents. November beans are up a nickel. December cotton is unchanged. September crude oil 20 cents higher. September dollar index is up 39 cents, but September Dow Jones futures are trading 42 points lower.
Now, Tom, how can folks get more information from you?
They can call us toll free on the phone or check us on the web, either one, by using 866-GO-TO-TOM.
All right, Tom, thanks so much. Appreciate your time this morning, and we'll visit again tomorrow. Look forward to that. Going to wrap it up for us here today. For Tom Leffler, I'm Dave Lanning on the Radio Oklahoma Network.